teacher make me read the Red Badge of Courage. But I just put a hold on Maggie Girl the Streets. And I got so involved in the conversation between you and Tom that I didn't put a hold on the Red Badge of Courage. But I will do that as well.
I would imagine that's available. Do you use the app Libby to do that? Or do you use a different library app?
Well, Libby is just like audiobooks.
Well, Libby has print books too. At least ours does.
You're right. But I'm pretty much like a regular print book, you know, paperback, hardback type person. So I went to my library's app.
Amazing.
Like DC, I think, was like one of the first libraries to have an app. Not every library has an app.
Yeah, I can believe that. And we're lucky. In our region, it amazes me. We can request hard copies of books or ebooks, and as you said, music, sometimes audio books, and they come right to you and are good for a lot of reasons. Well, you knew Stephen Crane nonetheless, so a charge for you. I hope you had a safe Halloween.
I did. I was telling Ricky I went to see Back to the Future.
Oh, well, that's a nice way to spend Halloween.
I came over to my former neighbor's house to see my sister and my niece and nephew. And she's like, well, we're not going to be trick-or-treating very long. And Pam said, well, we're going to see Back to the Future. Don't you want to come? And I was like, oh, well, yes, I do. So I took a picture of my niece. I got a couple pictures of my niece who was dressed up as, there's this movie called The Demons of K-Pop or something like that. I'm sure your listeners will know. Or maybe not. It's like the top movie right now, but in the theaters, but also on Netflix. And the girl that is one of the leads has this like purple braid, which my sister like constructed because my brother-in-law said, you will not dye my daughter's hair purple.
Wow.
So, because she's five, you know, and, you know, like if it didn't come out, you know, that would be, you know, not a good thing.
No, it wouldn't. That sounds like quite a costume. We saw a lot of creative ones yesterday. It's always
the one with the chicken sounded amazing.
She was incredible, and then she said, "I'm going to do a trick since you like my costumes so much. Look, I can touch my leg to my ear," and she used the leg that was not really. Her leg, but was the leg that made it seem
fun.
Yeah, she was great. Well, a charge to you, and thank you as always for being with us, Susie.
Oh, thank you.
Broadcasting live. Oh, Mike and Mars also got it, and you won't believe where Larry and Vanessa are. I'll let you know in a moment. We are broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the city of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT. Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, WSAJ, FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio. Holly in Oakland also got the correct answer. Well done.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Coming off tin cans. It's the kind of music anyone can understand. stand. I love to hear that washboard man.
And I wash the face.
See the smiles on everybody's face.
Everybody's happy and everything is grand. Listen to the rhythm of the washboard man.
Saturday Light Brigade with the Juggernaut Jug Band. Clocks go back 1 hour tonight. We fall back. Officially, that happens at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, but you'll want to turn your clocks back 1 hour if they don't do so automatically before you go to bed tonight. Otherwise, you will be in your own independent personal time zone tomorrow morning.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making, by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Elwood City is usually where we will find Larry and Vanessa on a Saturday morning. And they are at a working farm in Sicily this morning. And if I am interpreting the two exclamation points, they indeed mean Sicily in Italy. How nice to hear from you. I haven't had a chance to respond to your text yet, but it's great to have you tuned in from afar. And I want to mention that Jess and Ralph each knew Stephen Crane, the answer to our history riddle from last hour, playing along on Facebook. Ralph mentions Stephen Crane is one of his favorite authors. He only lived, Stephen Crane, to be 28 years of age. Time to give you a chance to to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it is time for this morning's Brigade Charade Puzzle. And this works just like charades, except we are going to have to use words because our medium is the only medium that has figured out how to filter out the pictures that would otherwise be coming into your home. So here we go. Our brigade charade, we have a two-syllable word we're seeking, and the clue is signifies disapproval. Signifies disapproval. Syllable one, stern. Syllable two, pine for. Again, the overall clue is signifies disapproval. Syllable one, stern. Syllable two, pine for. Remember, spelling does not count. Do you think you know the one word we're looking for?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Rick, this song's for you. Bob Amos at the Saturday Light Brigade.
song. Well, I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither in the wind, and they crumble in your hand. Once my heart was filled with the love of a girl, she faded in the night like a poem I meant to write. And the leaves that are green turn to brown.
Light Brigade with the Dog Run Boys. Bringing Simon and Garfunkel to you, and up by request, Bob Amos with November. And that is especially for Rick, who is in Cook Forest today. Rick also requested a tune by Bill Staines. I'll see if we have that. We do not have a correct answer as of yet. I just checked to this morning's Brigade Charade, which is unusual. Oh, let me see. No, I just got a picture confirming that Larry and Vanessa are in Sicily, in Italy, this morning. Here's our clue. Signifies disapproval. I'm not sure I can give you a much better clue than that. Signifies a disapproval. The first syllable, the clue is stern. Another clue for the same word that we're suggesting for the first syllable is bleak. Stern or bleak. And then the second syllable, the clue for it is pine for. Pine for. It's also, you would consider, a strike or a gutter ball to be this kind of act, a totally different meaning of the second syllable. But in addition to pining for another person, a strike or a gutter ball would be considered this. And then you put those two syllables together, and you should have a word that means, signifies disapproval. Now, do you think you have it? Why not call us? Even if you've never called before, the call will be answered quickly. It's up to you if you want to go on the air or not. And we're here to enjoy each other's company. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. 1-888-SLV-RADIO. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, we're about to have somebody join us on the radio with the correct answer. I see that Tommy in North Chesterfield is about to join us on the air. Tommy, you came up with it. Did you get it before my extended clues?
Yeah, I got it, and I thought that I had sent it, but apparently, like so many times, I'll write a text and then fail to touch the arrow. So
no, it just came in. Same time, and
but I kept trying to figure the long for a pine. I kept going for a pine, and it wasn't working. Then all of a sudden, the mess happened, and I said, oh. And then the Grimm, you could have said the Fairy Tale Brothers.
I did think about that. I figured that might be a little too easy if I did that, but maybe I should have.
The brothers Grimm, and Grimm Miss,
right?
Grimm spelling doesn't count. So
Grimm for stern or bleak, and then Miss if you have a strike in baseball or a gutter ball, that's a miss. Or to pine for is to really miss somebody. So I believe you are the only, at least the only person that has stepped forward to share their answer.
You know, I was thinking after the song you played about November, if you could squeeze in, I hate to see October go after it's gone. that is my favorite month of the year. So
I'll take a look. I know we have it. Yeah. We played it last week. I'll see if we.
I know you played it last Saturday, right?
Yeah, I'll see if we have it handy. Again, I'm pretty sure we do. And in fact, we might have time to play it next. So that's what we shall do.
I've lived in this house that I'm in for 18 years since I retired. I had it built in a nice little secluded spot. And it's way off the road. It's about, I'd say, a good 70 meters away from the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, in the 17, 18 years I've been here, I've never had one child approach my door on Saturday night.
Isn't that something? And you're lit up and everything? The house is lit
here,
up?
I'm here, yeah. That's too far back. I won't go that far. So.
Yeah, we stand bent down by the sidewalk not wanting kids to have to go up 20 steps or so. We live on the high side of the street, as we'd say, and sometimes we stray to talk to neighbors, and we have to call out to kids, don't go up the steps, we're not there, come on over here. And that's a lot to communicate. Well, I found a version of October Goes that's different than the one we played last week. So we'll listen to that and see how it is. And congratulations for coming up with the right answer, and thanks for sharing it with us.
I'm waiting for the high clue.
It's coming up.
See what you've got in store for us there.
It's coming up. You'll like this week, so thanks, Tommy. And again, we gave you the first syllable, stern or bleak. That's grim. When a situation is grim or when a person gives you a grim response. The second syllable we said pine for. We were thinking to miss somebody. We embellished that with strike or a strike in baseball or a gutter ball in bowling. And that would be a miss. And you put them together, you get grim miss, grimace. And that is something that signifies disapproval. Congrats if you came up with the correct answer and didn't let us know. That's just fine. Give yourself a charge, please. And here is a different version of the song Tommy just mentioned. And we'll take a listen to it. Dina Taylor, David Chow, Evan, or I should say Ernie Durawa and Evan Ariadondo sing together on this. It's called When October Goes.
And when October goes, the snow begins to fly above the smoky roofs. I watch the planes go by, the children running home beneath a twilight sky. Oh, for the fun of them, when I was one of them. And when October goes, the same
October goes.
the Saturday Light Brigade. Dina Taylor is the artist doing the lead on that, and it's from her album called The Nearness of You, and many of the songs are jazz standards on this album, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, The Nearness of You, The Very Thought of You, but also somewhat more contemporary songs like For All We Know and The Look of Love, a nice recording, and that is one I hope you enjoyed, When October Goes. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from slbradio.org.
Down the line, I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way. Only actress in Topeka and Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time.
A group called the Shout Section Big Band, and she is sounding the singer there just a teeny bit like Ella, at least in my ears this morning, and I'd like to get her full name for you, which I'll do in a moment. The album is Tatum's Swinging Session. And I'm going to do a little searching to make sure we get the name of the woman who sung lead on that. Hello to David. It's nice to have you tuned in this morning, David. Sent us a note with a couple of requests. He is in Franklin, and David will do our best to honor your request as soon as we can.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
I am really happy that I took a moment to learn more about this album. I had assumed they meant Art Tatum when they said Tatum's Swingin' Session, and that there was some connection to Art Tatum. But no, it's a singer whose first name is Tatum. Tatum Langley and the Shout Section Big Band. And Tatum Langley is based in Chicago, a big band jazz and musical theater style singer. That was a fun thing to listen to, wasn't it? If you enjoy SLB, we hope you will take a moment and leave a review at creepsnonprofits.org. I'm always eager to ask you to review us for a couple of reasons. First, we were one of the founding organizations. Pittsburgh was an original market, if you will, for the great nonprofits concept. I think it was us and San Francisco, but the idea, and this goes back before social media, the idea was let's get stories about nonprofit organizations almost like Consumer Reports or Good Housekeeping. Let's do that and collect those reviews so that people can learn more about organizations in terms of finding groups to help serve them or making donations. This system really took off some 15 years later or so to become national, and it now covers organizations in all cities. And one reason that's the one reason is we like to support it. The second reason is it allows us to reach what they call top-rated nonprofits. And the benchmark for that is simply 2 new reviews. I'm sorry, 10 new reviews annually. I'm doing too many things at once. 10 new reviews annually, and we often don't remember to ask until we get near the end of the year. We're down now to needing just 4 more. So if you have a moment to leave a short review, if you have not already done so in 2025, you could do so by going to greatnonprofits.org. So I gave you one reason to support the system. The second reason is it will help us keep our top-rated status. And the third reason is it helps show our other supporters that there is a groundswell of support for SLB. GreatNonprofits.org is where you go. Thank you to Mike and Mars, who shared a story about When October Goes, which was composed by Barry Manilow. I did not know that. It's a Johnny Mercer lyric. And they issued it back in 1984, and it was on the 2 a.m. Paradise Cafe album of Barry Manilow's. Very interesting. Thank you for sharing that. Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It is time for this morning's High Clue, 17 syllables leading to one distinct answer. Ricky, have you counted and audited? We have an official audit. After a week, last week, we did have an error, so we've now gone 1 week without an auditor's error on the High Clue, or not the auditor catching an error on the High Clue. Here it is. Come Together starts, and Her Majesty completes this presentation. Once again, Come Together starts, and Her Majesty completes this presentation. That's a tough one, maybe.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck.
Well, I rode that ribbon highway. I saw above me the endless skyway, and down below me the golden valley. Yeah, this land was made for you and me. Well, I roamed and rambled, followed my footsteps through the sparkling sands of the diamond deserts. And all around me, a voice was calling, said this land was made for you and me. Well, this land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. Yeah, this land was made for you and me. Well, the sun came shining and I was strolling. Yeah, the wheat fields were waving and the dust cloud rolling, and the fog was lifting, and I was singing. Yeah, this land was made for you and me. Well, this land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream of water. Yeah, this land was made for you and me. Yeah, this land was made for you and me.
Gina Forsythe at the Saturday Light Brigade, and a song simply called Prayer. And you also had a chance to hear Alyssa Hankey by request. For David in Franklin. And we chose to play a song that she did live at the Saturday Light Brigade on February 11th, 2017. Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land. And Dave, you also requested that we try to get something on from Colt Lepley. And Colt Lepley was on the radio with us not too long ago, but we don't have his music ready to be played in encore style yet. But you can find it at slbradio.org/catalog. And just simply search on his name. Probably the easiest way to do it is C-O-L-T-T. And you'll find an instant replay that you can make to listen to him. We've had a few correct answers to this morning's High Clue. And let me tell you who those have come from. Tommy is sharp this morning. He is in North Chesterfield. And John in Economy Borough knew it. And good morning to David. I'm so glad you called to let us know that our partners at WIUP are broadcasting SLB loud and clear today. And speaking of WIUP, while I have a moment, congratulations to them for winning not just first place, but third place for best on-air DJ in the United States at the recent College Broadcasters Convention, CBI. That is quite an honor to our colleagues at WIUP. Jim in Crafton Heights, knew the correct answer. Tom, you are on the right track. Tom in McCandless. And John and Addie are also on the right track. Here again is this morning's High Clue. Come Together starts and Her Majesty completes this presentation. Come Together starts and Her Majesty completes this presentation. Do you know? 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-SLV-RADIO. That's the way you can share your answer to this morning's High Clue with us. Rich in Freeport, just got it. Hello to Fred Quinn, good to have you aboard, and also Kelly McLaughlin playing along at Facebook. We'll be right back. I'm not sure I could give you any more clues. This is one you're either going to know or not. Oh, I can think of a hint. The presentation that we're looking for back on November 1st, 1969 was ranked number one in the United States. And it consisted of different items, and I listed two of them in our clue. Come Together starts as in and Her Majesty completes as in.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say.
This presentation, Come Together, starts, and Her Majesty completes this presentation. Do you know the correct answer? We're going to give you just another second or two at 412-200-5975. Good luck. We'd love to hear from you, 412-200-5975. Maybe you even know the 15 items that make up the rest of that presentation. John and Carrick, you're on the right track. Rich and Freeport's got it. 412-200-5975. Share your answer with us if you care to. I think it's, if you know the answer, trying to figure out all of the parts of this work really is a challenge. Hello to Richard on the north side, who was guessing but I see where you're getting that from, in Her Majesty and the concert for the Queen. Last call, and then we'll take a look at analyzing our high clue today here. We are live at the Saturday Light Brigade. You can reach us at 412-200-5975. Wow, it was 56 years ago that this album was number one on the U.S. charts. It was the last album this group released, or recorded, I should say, the last album this group recorded. But not the last one they released. Today in 1969, Abbey Road, the correct answer, was number one on the U.S. album charts. Back in 1969, Abbey Road was the last album the Beatles recorded. Let It Be was the last Beatles album of new material to be released. It was released after Abbey Road. hear you sing, John Lennon singing, Come Together. Now, do you think you can name all the songs on the album? We're going to give you a quick chance to see if you can do it from memory. If you have it right in front of you, it's not nearly that much fun. But the idea is if you listen to this album like most people did back when it was released, you know, all of side one, flip it over, all of side two, you might know the order of the songs because they're stuck in your head.
Come together right now over me.
Do you know them? You want to take a quick test? You could call us, 412-200-5975. Good song for cleaning out your woofers, isn't it?
Right.
So here's the order. Come Together started side one, and then afterwards Something, and then Maxwell's Silver Hammer, then Oh Darling, and then Ringo sang Octopus's Garden.
He roller coaster, he got early water.
And then the side completed with I Want You. She's So Heavy. Once you flip the album, you got Here Comes the Sun. Because You Never Give Me Your Money. Then Sun King. And then Mean Mr. Mustard. And then all those short songs blended in with Mean Mr. Mustard. Polythene Pam, she came in through the bathroom window. Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight. The End. And finally, Her Majesty, which went like this.
Pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
Congrats.